For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Two well-known organizations that work to overturn wrongful convictions are joining forces. The Midwest Innocence Project and the MacArthur Justice Center announced yesterday that they will work together to expand efforts to overturn criminal wrongful convictions in Missouri and the Midwest. The two organizations are already working together to overturn the conviction of Michael Polite, who is serving a life sentence for the murder of his mother in 1998 in Hopewell, Missouri. He was 14 at the time. The organizations argue evidence shows Polite was innocent of the crime. They have filed a court motion seeking his release or further court action on his case. Boone County has extended its current health orders until October 20th. The Columbia Missourian reports that all restrictions will remain in place and restrictions won't be adjusted. This means that restaurants and bars will continue to close no later than 10:30 p.m. and will be limited to 10 people per table max with social distancing rules in place. The number of positive cases within the 18 to 22 age group has decreased by 60.9% under the health order, according to a release from the Columbia/Boone County Public Health and Human Services Department. The 14-day case rate per 10,000 in Columbia fell from 91.4 on September 7th to 38.6 on September 30th. A new monthly survey of business leaders suggests the economy continues to improve in 9 Midwest and Plains states, including Missouri, but business remains slower than before the coronavirus pandemic began. The overall index for the region improved to 65.1 in September, from August's already strong 60. Any score above 50 on the survey's indexes suggests growth. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss said, even with the positive growth in the economy, manufacturing output remains well below the level it was at before states began imposing restrictions because of the coronavirus. Yesterday's MU Faculty Council meeting touched on MU's COVID-19 dashboard and a proposed statement about the 5th anniversary of the university's 2015 protests. The Columbia Missourian reports the council talked about a resolution that would make MU's COVID-19 dashboard more transparent by offering more data, including the number of tests administered each day at each testing site. The council also discussed a drafted letter acknowledging the racism, sexism, and other inequities that led to the protests of 2015. The final version of the letter will be voted on October 15th. St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson says trick-or-treating won't be canceled in the city this Halloween. But Health Department Director Dr. Frederick Eccles said yesterday social distancing and face mask requirements will still be in place. He advised ditching communal candy bowls and instead giving out pre-packaged goodie bags. Meanwhile, Jefferson County health officials say they're overwhelmed with the rise in coronavirus cases in the rural and suburban area south of St. Louis. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.